What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Welcome to The Back Brief, where we talk about the veteran news of the week you might have missed. I'm Rod Rodriguez. This week at ConnectingVets.com, President Donald Trump to award General Jack Keane the Medal of Freedom. Democrats accuse administration of fantasy VA budget in election year political game. Building named after first Airman Medal of Honor recipient since Vietnam War. Congress worries VA isn't ready to care for growing number of senior disabled vets. And Confederate paraphernalia banned on Marine Corps bases. This is The Back Brief for the week of March 5th, 2020. From Connecting Vets reporter Abby Bennett, Congress worries VA isn't ready to care for growing number of senior disabled vets. As veterans age and the population of senior veterans grows dramatically in the next 8 years, Congress worries the Department of Veterans Affairs isn't prepared for what lawmakers called a silver tsunami. The number of veterans older than 75 enrolled in VA healthcare is expected to nearly double by 2028, VA leaders told Congress during a House Veterans Affairs Committee hearing Tuesday. About half of the 9 million total veterans who receive care at the VA are older than 65. The VA will need to spend $14 billion annually to keep up with this increasing demand for long-term care, according to the Government Accountability Office. Quote, millions of veterans rely on us to ensure their later years are as dignified as possible, said Representative Julia Brownlee. These veterans will live longer with more complicated needs than any American health system has had to contend with. This is unlike anything the United States has seen before.
From Connecting Vets reporter Jack Murphy, President Trump to award General Jack Keane the Medal of Freedom. The White House has announced that President Trump will present the Medal of Freedom to retired General Jack Keane. A White House press secretary said Keane has devoted his life to keeping America safe and strong. According to the White House press release, this prestigious award is the nation's highest civilian honor, which may be awarded by the president to individuals who have made especially meritorious contributions to the security or national interests of the United States, to world peace, or to cultural or other significant public or private endeavors. Keane served as an infantry officer in Vietnam and after the war went on to serve in other hotspots such as Bosnia, Haiti, Kosovo, and Somalia. He then went on to be the chief operating officer for the Pentagon, directing and managing over a million soldiers and DOD civilian employees. He was in the Pentagon when terrorists crashed a jetliner into the building on September 11, 2001, and he provided oversight and support for the wars in Afghanistan and Iraq. He now serves as a national security analyst for Fox News. The award ceremony is scheduled to take place next week.
Connecting Vets reporter Jack Murphy reports on Confederate paraphernalia banned on Marine Corps bases. Marine Corps Commandant General David Berger has issued a memo ordering the immediate removal of any and all Confederate paraphernalia from bases worldwide. The Commandant's memo would apply to the removal of any Confederate flags or memorabilia inside buildings owned by the Marines. The Army has a number of bases named after Confederate generals, however, the Marines and Navy do not. In recent years, controversy has swirled about the military's relationship to its Civil War past and the appropriateness of modern-day Confederate iconography in the ranks. Debates surrounding the Confederate flag have increased in the past several years, with Congress recently asking the military to better track white supremacists in their ranks.
Connecting Vets reporter Elizabeth Howe reports, building named after First Airman Medal of Honor recipient since Vietnam War. In 2018, Master Sergeant John A. Chapman became the first airman to receive the Medal of Honor since the Vietnam War. Now, the training annex where his special tactics training began has been renamed in his honor. Chapman, an Air Force combat controller, was killed in action during the Battle of Takugar, Afghanistan in 2002. He was serving as part of a joint special operations reconnaissance team on an MH-47 Chinook that flew into an enemy ambush in the early hours of the morning. The helicopter took heavy fire from small arms and rocket-propelled grenade weaponry, resulting in Navy Petty Officer First Class Neil Roberts falling from the helicopter. Chapman is only the fourth Air Force enlisted airman to earn the Medal of Honor.
From Connecting Vets reporter Abby Bennett, Democrats accuse administration of fantasy VA budget in election year political game. House Appropriations Democrats told the head of the Department of Veterans Affairs that the administration's $243 billion budget request is a, quote, fantasy. The VA is asking for $12.9 billion more in funding for 2021, when only $2.5 billion in additional money is available for all federal departments, according to Representative Debbie Wasserman Schultz. Quote, the VA's budget request is impossible without slashing and cutting all other departments, Schultz said. The administration knows this and is using our nation's veterans as pawns in a political game. The only way the increase would work is with new budget caps, lawmakers told VA Secretary Robert Wilkie at a hearing before a House Appropriations subpanel Wednesday. Quote, it's a fantasy budget, Schultz said. But Wilkie said he was, quote, asked to provide a budget to indicate to the country that veterans are a priority, and an increasing VA budget is a sign of more veterans getting care and that care improving. If approved as planned by President Donald Trump, the $243 billion 2021 VA budget would make the department the second largest federal agency, second only to the Department of Defense. $243 billion is nearly double the budget the VA had a decade ago, and more than five times its 2001 budget. Don't forget to like, listen, share, and subscribe to The Back Brief so that you don't miss a minute of the news that matters to you. All of the stories featured on this episode are available at connectingvets.com. And while you're there, check out our other podcast, Vet Story. This March, we're launching a whole new season of real stories from real vets. Go to connectingvets.com and get connected today. I'm Rod Rodriguez. I'll see you at the next episode of The Back Brief.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free.
It's
talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.